Good morning, everyone. Well, I slept in this morning, about 5 o'clock. On Tuesday morning, every Monday night when we have talk show afterwards, I'm mentally exhausted. It's amazing. That's good, though, because it causes me to sleep good that night. Mental activity does tend to cause us to go to sleep, and then we're re-energized through that sleep. Much has been said about the imprecatory psalms. And all of God's Word has a purpose. You know, all of His Word is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, righteousness, and so on. That includes the imprecatory psalms. When David is crying out to for God to pour out His wrath upon His enemies and so on. Now, in the 81st Psalm, another Psalm of Asaph, we read, "Sing aloud, O God, unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob." Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel. The pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed in our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and the law of God of Jacob. This He ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me, so I gave them up unto their own heart's lust. They walked in their own counsels, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto Him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I satisfy thee. 82 Psalm, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They knew not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. I have said to your gods and all of your children of the Most High, that you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Well, finally, Psalm 83. Another Psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and be still, not still, O God, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher is also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kazon, which perished at Endor, they became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb, and like Zeb, yea, all their princes at Zeba and as the Zalman, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Oh my God, make them like a wheel, as a stubble before the wind. As the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever, yea, let them put to shame and be put to shame and perish. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Well, Scripture tells us in the New Testament that every knee will bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You know, surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. 85th Psalm, we're told that mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before Him, and He shall set us in the way of His steps. In the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Well, He is our sure foundation. He is our sure rock. He is the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. And in Him is all of our confidence and trust. For He created the world and He created us. And He has called us with an effectual calling. And He is the one who has justified us to God, reconciled us to God by His own blood. And we have the confidence and assurance knowing that His work is complete and perfect. And He will not hold our iniquities against us, for He's forgiven all of our transgressions. And we realize what a marvelous work He's done for His people. And so that is why we praise and laud His marvelous name. May the good Lord be with you this Tuesday morning in special ways, my prayer. God bless.